By the late 1870s, Cézanne increasingly spends time in his native Provence in southern France, while Pissarro stays close to his home in the north.
They write to each other, and there are some wonderful letters that survive from Cézanne, trying to lure Pissarro down to the south.
One of those letters refers specifically to Pissarro's painting on the left here, which depicts a northern scene in full sunlight. Cézanne writes,
"Now that I have reacquainted myself with this southern countryside, I believe that it would make you totally happy, for it's amazing how it reminds me of your study of a stop on a railroad track in full sunlight in the middle of summer."
The large painting just to the right is Cézanne's exploration of the sun-drenched southern countryside.
One senses that in the south, Cézanne is developing this practice of how does one make pictures of nature which not only replicate the colors of nature, the materiality of the product, but also give the sense of the sensations of light coming off the landscape and coming off the surface of the painting.
Yes, the contrast between blues and greens that are so intensely there, and the flat yellows of the sunlight on the rocks, which you find, again, similarly, interestingly, in the Pissarro, painted in the north. The fact that Pissarro, for whatever reason, never took Cézanne's invitation to go to the south probably had a negative impact on their relationship. And from that point onward, Cézanne realizes that if he wants to come down to the south, he will be there by himself.